Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. I'm very glad you joined us for this time today. I think you'll enjoy the next hour. I enjoyed a lazy Sunday morning thumbing through my LP collection, and I came up with some tracks that I think you might enjoy. We're going to start out with the big music, Malcolm McRae playing the Kilmore piece, The MacDonald's Salute. Thank you.
This is Alan MacDonald. I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland, listening to bagpipes on the wireless at the Piping Hour, streamed at kkrn.org.
Our next track is from William Livingston Jr., Bill Livingston, light major of the 78th Fraser Highlanders when they were the first overseas band to win the world championships in 1987. Bill had a lot of influences, but in his recent memoir, Preposterous, Tales to Follow, he gives a brief outline on tips that John Wilson of Edinburgh and Toronto shared with him. These included, never think about your bagpipe. Once you've started your tune, just play the best you can. You don't know how the others have played or if they've had the same bagpipe problems that you've had. And one of John Wilson's most fascinating points, never look at the judge or the audience. Eyes downcast in a completely self-contained bubble. I know, however, from some tales he told me that he did not always find it easy to follow his own advice when there were charming ladies in view. Here's John Wilson's student, Bill Livingston.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Barry Shears from Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, and I'm listening to some great music on The Piping Hour, streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. Please join us. Thank you.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station.
was a medley from the pipes and drums of Innistartan, the pipe band from New Zealand, of an LP in 1970. At the time, the pipe major was Bill Robertson, someone I would call a friend and a mentor. We published his final pibroch that he composed, Salute to the Royal Scots, in the Shasta Collection of Modern Pibroch. Also part of the pipe corps of that band that year was Lewis Terrell, the first non-Scot to win the gold medal. We started this hour with Malcolm McRae from the 1977 LP playing the Kilmore piece, The MacDonald's Salute. And then Seamus McNeil, former director of the College of Piping, playing Strass, Bay & Reels from a 1972 LP. And Bill Livingston played the solo air and hornpipes from an LP in 1979. That led into John D. Burgess playing the solo air Flight of the Eaglets. From his 1983 LP, John D. Burgess plays the Great Highland Bagpipe. Then Robert Worrell, from his 1982 LP, played an MSR, starting with the March Captain Carswell, going into the famous Strass Bay Blair Drummond, finishing off with the reel Loch Carron. That led into a dance track from pipe major Donald Shaw Ramsey, playing the two tunes for the dance The Flora MacDonald's Fancy, and Laid a Heron and Salt, and Hole Be the King But Charlie. And that was right before Innistartan. We're going to finish this hour with the Kilmore piece Lament for Colin Roy McKenzie from a 1967 Folkways LP featuring pipe major John McClellan. We want to thank you again for joining us this hour. And until we meet again, we wish for every one of you safe seas.